about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia. And we got a lot of good ones, as well as follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Again, I want to give a big thank you to Genesis Communications Network. I am now on gcnlive.com. It is their worldwide website that is streaming multiple awesome shows, including mine. Can't wait. So please listen in on gcnlive.com and listen to some of the great shows. And even if I am not live in your area, when you do listen to the show, you could still listen to us live 6 to 9 Pacific time, Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, and also Saturdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. All right, a lot of stuff to talk about. Highlighting a lot of news that we talked about today in the earlier hours of the show and this week. Looks like lettuce is now going to be added to the Listeria recall. Now they're concerned about some lettuce coming out of California, so we need to talk about that. A very, very small study is linking surgery and anesthesia with Alzheimer's. There's also a smartphone app that can maybe delay the need for reading glasses. So pretty, pretty cool stuff on today's show. But, of course, what's really, really cool are your medical questions. So please call it at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so I want to talk about this here. This is interesting. The smartphone app that was actually developed by scientists in Tel Aviv said it could actually delay the need for reading glasses in older people by training the mind to process blurred images. Now, I think this is a app that you need to pay for. The app is called Glasses Off, and what it's supposed to do is help people read without glasses, even as their eyesight starts to deteriorate. You know, I mean, a lot of us in our 40s, we start to have problems with our accommodation, and we end up needing reading glasses so we could see close up. Right now, I'm looking at this article, and it's like my arm is as far away as possible. I don't have my reading glasses with me right now. Basically, the eyes, they say, lose focusing power and images into the brain's visual cortex. We've talked about that on the show. So you end up getting a blurred image. So what this app does is it displays groups of blurry lines at several points across the screen, and then you need to identify the one that appears kind of clearer. And then as you're doing this, you seem to apparently get better. They say that they had noticed that people already, I guess after doing this 40 times, were able to read lines that were blurrier better. I don't know how they were able to test this. This just seems really, really cool. And I don't want to be doing a commercial for this app, but that would be incredible if you could actually retrain your eyes rather than going through the expense of glasses. Fascinating stuff. So I'll kind of keep you guys posted on this. All right. Now, let's talk about Listeria. You know, we've been talking about Listeria over the past week or so regarding the cantaloupes. Caused 16 deaths thus far, 78 illnesses. We've spent a lot of time talking about Listeria and the melons. Now they're talking about True Leaf Farms has had to recall 90 cartons of chopped and bagged romaine lettuce because of potential Listeria contamination. They say a random sample of romaine lettuce has been taken and it has tested positive for the bacteria. Now, this is from a completely different area because if you remember, the cantaloupe Listeria came from Holly, Colorado, from what I understand, from Jensen Farms. So this isn't the same farm, the same ranch. So, but it is the same bug, the Listeria, Listeriosis. So I don't know. I mean, of course, any issues, please go to the CDC website, usually they, or the FDA website, and they talk about recalls. I mean, I'm not a big vegetable eater, so this really doesn't affect me. But I know a lot of you do like your vegetables, which you should, which you should. All right. Interesting study today, which I tried to show to my kids and they wouldn't look at it. They looked at me cross-eyed, is they say kids that go to bed early and rise early actually are more lean than those that go to bed late and then sleep in to all hours of the day. They say children who went to bed late and got up late were 1.5 times more likely to become obese than those who went to bed early and got up early. This is researchers from the University of South Australia. Kids who stayed up late also usually are the ones that are the video game junkies. They also probably do the late eating. Study upon study has, you know, shown if you eat late, that turns more to fat. Now, people thought it was because of the inactivity. You eat late and then you go to bed. But there may be something to do with the circadian rhythm. Maybe it's because if you eat at night, because of your circadian rhythm, you won't metabolize as well as eating during the day. I always was an early riser, especially during my skinny times and during my medical training. And yeah, you eat an early breakfast and you eat an early lunch, you eat an early dinner, you go to bed at 8:30, 9 o'clock at a decent time, you know, and it's a nice cycle, it's a nice weight cycle. But those that wake up at noon, eat one meal, then eat another meal at 8 o'clock at night, they just don't seem to do as well. Now, of course, I know what's going, what's happening with children. You know, I see it with my friends' kids. You know, they don't go to bed till midnight. They have to be at school by 8. So the kids get up at 6:30, so they only sleep 6.5 hours. We already talked about this. We talked about earlier this month. We were talking about, well, maybe not this month because we're in a new month, but we were talking about how kids that don't get enough sleep, get, you know, 5-6 hours of sleep, are more likely to be obese. So we just got to go back to getting good night sleep. I mean, that's how it used to be in the olden days. You know, you worked on the farm, you went to bed, you were exhausted by 8-9 o'clock, then you woke up when the rooster woke you up 9 hours later, 5 in the morning. Cock-a-doodle-doo. You know, I mean, that's just how we did things. It was a much healthier way to do things. But, you know, kids, they like to sit there and they, you know, I don't know. I can't get my kids to go to bed when I tell them to. I mean, I shut off the lights. I try to sing them a lullaby. Lullaby, go to sleep, or I will whoop your tushies. Whoop your tushies. What? You can't whoop my butt. I'll whoop yours. And they just go off and play video games. I don't know. I got to scare them a little bit more. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What? Don't want to work? Well, I've got you covered. Next summer is the 3rd annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska. Yep, we are going to be leaving June 29th to July 5th, sailing out of Seattle and going up the exquisite coastline to Alaska, stopping at Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, again, we've got a great group rig this year, and we're going to have parties, we're going to have prizes, and the most mind-blowing health classes you have ever attended, taught by yours truly, Dr. Dahlia. All right, so how do you book your cabin? You can email integrativetravel@gmail.com, go to our website at drdahlia.com, or you can call 1-800-890-2423. That's 1-800-890-2423. Come on, everybody. Let's go cruise.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 30th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $16.2130. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.6189, $830.94 for a half ounce, or $415.47 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.6189, $830.94, and $415.47.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do better. very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Stimulating. We are taking your medical calls at 1-877 medical calls, medical questions at 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOC DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Your emails at drdahlia.com, and of course, please follow me on Twitter. Okay, now this is interesting. There is a woman who, if she dozes off, falls asleep, takes a nap, she'll die. Because she'll stop breathing. This is a very rare condition called congenital central hypoventilation syndrome. Apparently, there's this neurological reflex that controls breathing. And when she's asleep, there's a fault in it. And she could not breathe, become hypoxic, and die when she's asleep and never know. Apparently, this was found when she was a baby. She's 24 years old now. And this was found when she was a baby. The mom saw that the baby turned blue. She immediately took her in and was diagnosed with this. I mean, this is 1 in 200,000 children are born with this. It is so rare. And I guess there's only 200 people worldwide that actually have this because, you know, it's people die. You know, you almost wonder if SIDS, the sudden infant death syndrome, could be a form of this where nobody knows why they die. and it could be this congenital central hyperventilation syndrome. So luckily, she was able to be found, and her mom was able to, I guess nowadays they actually have this, I don't want to call it like a CPAP machine, but it's kind of similar. You know, some of you guys that use CPAP for sleep apnea, it's a type of operation that she had where they inserted a breathing tube. Well, here's the thing. It started out with a breathing tube, but then they put her on this ventilation machine such that when she does sleep, it kind of takes over the breathing. And luckily, she's been doing well, but it's just crazy to hear that these things are going on. I mean, I'm just amazed. But luckily, she's doing okay with that. Just, you know, what I tell everybody is whenever you have a baby born, you know, have them next to you. We had a little bassinet, and we had the baby next to us. And, of course, you know, as a mom, I mean, I would just sit there and watch the baby sleep all the time. I'd have my hand on the baby. I was just always checking the breathing. I was just scared. SIDS scared the heck out of me. But you wonder if some of these SIDS death could be this congenital syndrome where they stop breathing. I don't know. All right, now in happy news, although this is happy because she, you know, she did well, a lady who has been deaf since birth, who has never been able to hear her voice, 29-year-old Sarah Cherman, born deaf, relied on hearing aids her whole life, finally was able to hear her own voice, an Esteem hearing implant. It looks like it's an implant by Envoy Medical. I don't know much about it, but she was able to, I guess it's embedded in her ear. It works off eardrum vibrations. And she just couldn't believe it was, I mean, it's better than like a hearing aid. A hearing aid, well, see, it depends. Hearing aids amplify sounds. So if she's been using hearing aids, she must have had some sort of baseline. But they said she was never able to hear her own voice. I'm a little confused by that. But the fact that now she is with this new type of hearing implant, again, fascinating stuff. They're making headways with this. I hope they keep doing it. Love it. Keep it up. All right, let's go to some of your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Doctor, I have a spot on my arm that always itches. I'm worried because it doesn't go away and that it could be cancer. What type of skin cancer causes itching? Okay, well, your main types of skin cancer, you got the basal cell carcinoma, your squamous cell carcinoma, and your melanomas. Now, usually, you know, a lot of these skin cancers, they don't do anything. They just sit there and you just look at them and you accidentally scratch them because they're growing and they're starting to have some elevation to them. And when they start to have some elevation to it, you scratch and it starts to bleed. So, you know, we usually tell you, okay, we think it's skin cancer if one, it keeps growing, two, it's the size bigger than a pencil eraser, greater than a centimeter, the borders start to look funny, the colors start to look funny, it starts to elevate, it kind of looks asymmetrical. We've talked about the A, B, C, D, E's. A is asymmetry. If a mole on one side of one half of it looks funnier than the other half, that's not a symmetrical mole, it's asymmetrical border. B for borders, if rather than it being a nice, smooth border, circular border, like a little freckle, the border is kind of funny looking, that's B. C is, of course, color. If it starts to change color or have multiple colors, it could be a sign of a skin cancer. D would be diameter. If it's bigger than a centimeter or just use a pencil eraser, that's easy to tell. And then E, elevation. So those are the ABCDEs of melanomas or some types of skin cancers, although you could have certain skin lesions like a seborrheic keratosis. Those are those big, flaky moles that you get on the back that you have for years. You could get them on the front, etc. Those really, you know, don't seem to go away, but they violate every rule. They're flaky, they're big. Still get them checked out, but those kind of violate the rule and are usually benign. So if you have something that continues to itch and it doesn't go away, yes, I'd say get a biopsy. Absolutely. Any rash that doesn't go away, anything, get a biopsy. Now, most likely it would be like in the eczema family, an inflammatory type of, you know, because we get eczema, we get itchy rashes all the time. Sometimes it could be psoriasis. You get these plaques, these very scaly plaques on your knees, on your scalp, on your abdomen. Sometimes it could be little drops. We call it guttate psoriasis. Sometimes it could be big, huge lines, psoriasis, elbows. You could get them on your elbows, your knees. You know, very frustrated and annoying. Sometimes it itches. Most of the time they don't. But anything that itches, you want to get biopsied. I'm not saying it's not cancer because it itches. You know, a lot of cancer doesn't itch, but it's peculiar. You have a skin lesion that's not going away. Now, the reason why some skin cancer could itch is sometimes you're scratching at something that you get a little staph infection in there. So you have a lesion that wasn't causing you to itch. You scratched it, got some bacteria in there, and now it's itching. So you could be getting a secondary bacterial infection on the skin, and that could be an issue. So any type of itchy skin areas, rashes, get a biopsy. Don't mess around. Skin cancer is the best to take care of when it's young, when it's early. It's very common, you know, and you need to address it. Now, you know, we talk about secondary bacterial infections sometimes on the show, and it's interesting because, you know, all of patients will come in basically with viral-type syndromes. They'll have a sore throat, they'll have a cold, and they want an antibiotic. And I'll say, it's viral. You don't need an antibiotic. We don't want to be giving antibiotics to people with viruses. Then a couple days later, they come in with strep. Okay, and you're like, no! You know, and, you know, did they get a secondary infection? Yes, yes. You know, sometimes you're so weak from the viral infection that you get exposed to group B strep or whatever, and then you end up getting an infection. Or your strep wasn't strong enough to be detected by the simple office test, and you were starting to feel the symptoms, so it looked viral, and then all of a sudden the bacteria grew. That wouldn't be a secondary, that would be a primary. So I have people all the time going, I'm going to get a secondary infection, give me an antibiotic. I'm going to get a secondary infection, give me an antibiotic. You're like, well, I'm not supposed to give an antibiotic. You know, doctors and patients fight about this all the time. Doctors are in the squeeze. Patients do not want to spend money on a visit, be told it's viral, told to drink chicken soup, and go away. They want to leave with a prescription. And I can understand that. I can understand that. You know, yet doctors are, you know, being yelled at and criticized all the time for causing medication resistance and antibiotic resistance because we're over-prescribing antibiotics. If you prescribe an antibiotic for every single cough and cold, you're going to be getting bugs that are resistant to the antibiotics. So the doctors are in this squeeze. Some doctors choose to go, all right, look, I think it's viral, but if you want something, hold on to it and please promise me you don't take it. The thing is most people end up taking it. Or they give it to their best buddy. They go, hey, I got a Z-Pak, so here's a Z-Pak. So we have a problem. You know, I wish we could have a system where, you know, you could tell a patient, okay, look, I think it's viral. You know, take these, you know, decongestants, you know, hydrate yourself fluid, let your body fight it. And then, like, zinc seems to help fight infection. Echinacea, there's not a lot of studies, but I know a lot of my patients love echinacea. You know, whatever you're comfortable with, you know, you tell the patient to go home and do that. But then if it turns out they're not getting better, to come back for free. The problem is, you know, doctors was what they're getting reimbursed. They just can't do it. They can't be having people come back for free. You'll end up every other day having a full day of not making any income. So it's a problem. It's a problem. I don't know how to solve that. But either way, I mean, all I could recommend is, you know, all of you that, you know, start getting a cold, I would recommend just, you know, try to, well, here's the thing, because I don't want you to not be seen. But, you know, if your doctor thinks it's viral and ask them why. You know, was my strep test negative? Why do you think it's viral? Do you, you know, not see anything that looks like infection? Do you not see pus, et cetera? But, you know, viruses usually affect multiple body parts. It could affect your nose. It could, you know, so if somebody gets a cold, they're going to be sneezing and they're going to be coughing and they're going to be having a sore throat. Like with flu. With flu, you get a very high fever, you get the chills, you get multiple symptoms. Well, if somebody has a bacterial infection, the bacteria usually just attacks the one body part. Like if you have a pneumonia, the bacteria is affecting the lobe of the lung. You're usually not going to get a sore throat with a pneumonia unless, of course, you're coughing and hacking. Same thing with a sore throat. If you have a strep throat, it's strep throat. You know, you're not also getting cough, etc. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What? Don't want to work? Well, I've got you covered. Next summer is the third annual Dr. Dahlia cruise to Alaska. Yep, we are going to be leaving June 29th to July 5th, sailing out of Seattle and going up the exquisite coastline to Alaska, stopping at Skagway, Tracy Arm Beard, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, again, we've got a great group break this year, and we're going to have parties, we're going to have prizes, and the most mind-blowing health classes you have ever attended, taught by yours truly, Dr. Dolly. All right, so how do you book your cabin? You can email integrativetravel@gmail.com, go to our website at drdahlia.com, or you can call 1-800-890-2423. That's 1-800-890-2423. Come on, everybody. Let's go cruise.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Show Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow me on Twitter. So recapping some of the headlines this week. Very, very small study that may be linking surgery and anesthesia with Alzheimer's. Now, how they discovered this was there are certain biomarkers that people with Alzheimer's have. Tau proteins, amyloid beta proteins. Well, they found high levels of tau protein after somebody had surgery and increased at least 6 hours after surgery. Now, how they tested this was, I believe they did a spinal tap and they looked in the cerebral spinal fluid. They said the level of the tau protein continued to rise 48 hours after the operation. So between this biomarker and a few others, they found that these significantly increased over time after having the surgery. So they think that maybe these changes in the biomarkers are associated with Alzheimer's. Now, I don't want to scare everybody. I don't want you to think you have to stop having surgery. No, I mean, if you need surgery, you need surgery. I mean, we aren't doing surgery willy-nilly. I mean, I know some people get cosmetic surgery, but still, I mean, you know, we're doing surgery for a reason. But, you know, it's interesting that they found that maybe an anesthetic, one of the anesthetics that's very commonly used called sevoflurane, was noticed to increase this biomarker. So maybe they have to use a different type of anesthetic. I mean, I love the fact that they're researching and trying to find, you know, better ways to do things. But, you know, kind of interesting stuff. I mean, I don't think surgery is a cause of Alzheimer's because there are many people with Alzheimer's that never had surgery. There are many people that have surgery that don't get Alzheimer's. But it's an interesting link. Very interesting link, okay? Also in the news today, it looks like three 12-year-old students from Phoenix, Arizona, were hospitalized because they took antidepressants. Now, they believe one of the kids got the antidepressants from her mom. Not that her mom gave it. I think they went into the mom's medicine cabinet. The students all popped the pills. They became extremely lethargic, and they all were then taken to the hospital. Now, they're expected to all make a full recovery. Now, I wonder what the antidepressants were. Usually, we don't call Valium and Xanax antidepressants. We call them anti-anxiety medications. Now, I know Zoloft and Paxil, the SSRIs, can make you tired. I don't think you could really overdose just taking a couple pills. But then again, these are 12-year-olds, smaller body mass. They aren't telling us what they are. But, you know, what are these kids doing? I gotta tell you, these kids, I don't know. I don't know. Just mind blowing. But what's also, I think a real tragedy is we as adults, we as parents, we let our medicines just lie around the house. We, you know, like our medicine cabinet has at least 20 bottles, right? We never throw medications out. We hold old medications. We have medications we don't use, or we're on a bunch of medications. And these kids are getting into them. They're bringing them to school. I mean, 12-year-old, those are 7th graders. Those are 6th, 7th graders, and they're popping pills. Told you, the number one drug isn't marijuana, cocaine, or ecstasy, although those are high up on the list. It's mom's Xanax, mom's Percocet, mom's diet pills, or dad's diet pills. Right? And then these kids sometimes chase it with some alcohol. So parents, please be careful. You have to watch what the kids are doing. You have to know what they're doing. And a lot of times they do it while you're home. You're downstairs watching TV and the kids are upstairs in your cabinet. That's what they're doing. Or they're outside, you know, on the porch. Just you have to keep an eye on these kids. Also, a study came out saying that kids that, you know, go to bed early, I think we might have talked about this either this hour or the previous hour, kids that go to bed early seem to stay thin, and we've talked about kids staying up late. They get fatter. They play with video games. So make sure your kids go to bed. They don't need to be popping pills. They should be going to bed at 8:30. All right. Now, this is interesting. University of Michigan is going to do away with, you're not going to believe this, those cafeteria trays. I mean, we've been eating off of cafeteria trays. Yep. Cafeteria trays for decades. I don't know when cafeteria trays came out. I think maybe in the 50s. Yeah, I think with the little, you know, septations. But apparently University of Michigan wants to break from the tradition to help students fight obesity. So they've decided to change the food tray. I don't know if that'll help. I don't know what the new food tray is going to look like. See, me, I like the food tray because it separates the food. That sloppy Joe was so dang sloppy, it would get all over my pudding cup or it would get all over my milk carton. You needed to have the milk carton and everything separated. I don't know how they're going to do that. How do you take all your food without a tray? But anyway, they think they can do it, so all the power to them. All right. Now the story comes out today where a 37-year-old woman apparently was on a backpacking trip. I believe she was backpacking through Australia. Just goes to the bathroom, thinks she has the worst gastrointestinitis ever. And she gives birth to a healthy 5-pound, 5-ounce baby. Now, this is crazy. We're seeing more and more people give birth that claim they never knew they were pregnant. Now, she's 37 years old. She said that a few years ago, she was told that she was suffering from early menopause and her chances of having a child were slim. So I guess if she wasn't having a period all these months, she thought it was menopause. Now, that's fascinating because I've had patients who were told they were premenopausal, and they come in and I find that they're pregnant. So sometimes something may just ignite that egg to ovulate. And so whenever I have a woman who believes she's menopausal, and I mean, this woman was 37 years old, which means at 34 years old, she was told she was menopausal. Yes, there is premature ovarian failure where the ovaries don't ovulate, don't shoot out the eggs. And yes, I have seen very young people become infertile at a very young age. But I can't tell you how many times we've had women 48, 49, 50, 51, 52 who thought they weren't pregnant that were. So rule of thumb, these doctors should always be ordering pregnancy tests. And for you, if you're having periods every now and then, all of a sudden the period stops, just spend the $15 and do maybe a pregnancy test, one of those over-the-counter pregnancy tests. But also keep in mind, some of us that don't get our periods and we have anovulation or we have unopposed estrogen, because the progesterone doesn't kick in unless you've ovulated, sometimes unopposed estrogen can actually predispose you to cancer. So for those of you told that maybe you're in menopause, you're not doing yourself any service not getting checked. I would still make sure you go every year to the gynecologist and get evaluated, not so much because you could be pregnant, but unopposed estrogen can cause endometrial cancer. And you could actually be, you know, having a hormonal imbalance as opposed to being, quote unquote, menopausal. Now, a lot of women will come in and say, Dahlia, check me to see if I'm going through menopause. Now, they're having periods and their hormones are normal, but they swear they're going through menopause. Now, what I tell patients to have their gynecologist do, or I do myself on the Pap smear, and I recommend any of you get this done, is ask for something called a maturation index. Maturation index is where when they're doing your Pap, they look at how mature the cells are on your cervix. Now, basically, the cells are divided into parabasal, which are more kind of young and juicy type cells, cubular type of thing. Then you have the intermediate cells, which are kind of intermediate, and then you have the superficial. Your superficial cells are thinner, they're more dry, they're more flat. So, if somebody has a lot of superficials, usually you're menopausal. If somebody has a lot of parabasals, you're young. If you have intermediate, you're premenopausal, or you're, you know, kind of middle-aged, 30, 40, etc. Well, middle-aged now goes 30 all the way to 60. So I can't tell you how many of my patients, they go, Dahlia, I think I'm going through menopause. Their hormones are looking fine because they're still ovulating. They're still having periods, but they're like, I feel hot flashes. We do their maturation index, and they have a lot of superficial cells. So that's a great thing to do. The funny thing is a lot of doctors aren't running it. They were running it a lot when I was in training. They were running this test all the time. Yet, you know, I asked a lab to do that on a patient. They're like, huh? I go, you don't know what a maturation index is? So you guys be very, very aggressive. Say, I want a maturation index so you get that looked at. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What? Don't want to work? Well, I've got you covered. Next summer is the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska. Yep, we are going to be leaving June 29th to July 5th, sailing out of Seattle and going up the exquisite coastline to Alaska, stopping at Skagway, Trace the Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, again, we've got a great group rate this year, and we're going to have parties, we're going to have prizes, and the most mind-blowing health classes you have ever attended, taught by yours truly, Dr. Dahlia. All right, so how do you book your cabin? You can email integrativetravel@gmail.com, go to our website at drdahlia.com, or you can call 1-800-890-2423. That's 1-800-890-2423. Come on, everybody. Let's go cruise.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
This is a special alert from eFoods Direct. Silver just dumped to a 2-year low, and right now the stock market crashes and recrashes daily. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, companies fail, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the already too expensive food. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The all-time high cost of sugar is tripling. Those who tried to buy silver for security just lost a big piece of the food their silver might have bought before it crashed. So what are you going to do? Get as much food as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping to October 9th buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633, 24 hours. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
All right, we are back on the show, Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Thank you all for tuning in. We are rocking and rolling. Again, I want to give a big thank you to Donovan, who is helping us out tonight. He's been just great, and amigo. So I'm blessed. I'm blessed to be a part of Genesis Communications Network and have such great people to work with and support. I mean, they're like the supportive sports bra I really, really needed back in high school and didn't, and now I have. You know what I'm talking about? By support, that kind of support. I mean, just binds you like, okay, you all got the point. Let's go to your emails at drdiet.com. Doctor, what do you... Sports bra. I'm just trying to show the support. I don't know what other word. I can't say cup, right? I can't say, yeah, so I have to say sports bra. Okay. Doctor, what do you recommend for frequent nosebleeds? Okay, so if you're having frequent nosebleeds, whenever I have a patient that comes in having frequent nosebleeds, I always ask, is it one side or is it both sides? You know, most of the time it's one side. If it's one side and if it's a vessel that continues to bleed, most likely you're going to need to get it cauterized. You know, you got a blood vessel that's just, you know, not getting to heal up. Of course, I live in the drier area of the country in the Southwest, so we have people that constantly come in with dry noses, dry nostrils. And so, you know, until... they, you know, you get cauterized. We definitely recommend hydration. You could use saline sprays. There's certain saline gels. You know, sometimes we'll even put Vaseline up the nose, but that doesn't kind of smell good. You know, there's also like a Ponaris oil. It's a eucalyptus oil that you could use. My ENT taught me to use that with my patients. It's not by prescription, but it's very, very stinky, but it actually works. It kind of soothes and lubricates the area. The problem with nosebleeds is you have a vessel there, usually, okay? I mean, nosebleeds could be also from polyps. I mean, there could even be cancer up in there. I mean, usually whenever there's frequent nosebleeds, we always want you evaluated by the ENT. But not to scare everybody, usually, you know, nosebleed is a nosebleed. I don't want to be going after the zebras when it could be a horse. But keep in mind, other things could cause your nose to bleed. A bleeding disorder could cause your nose to bleed, which we'll talk about in a quick second here. But you have a vessel that it opens up. And now you have platelets and you have clotting factors that usually come into play to stop the bleeding. Now, if it's dry and if you move your nose or if you pick your nose and if the seal isn't strong enough to hold the pressure of the vessel or the vein or whatever's in there that's bleeding, then it opens right back up. And so you need time for it to heal. Now, usually, you know, we talk about you need to let your wounds get air. You know, I'll have patients, they'll cut themselves, we'll put stitches in them, and then they'll keep a bandage for 7 to 10 days. I'm like, no, don't bandage it to 7 days. Let it get some air, you know, because when you keep it too moist, it doesn't get a chance to heal. Sometimes you need the air, and it needs to kind of, you know, get a little bit of, you know, that allows it to dry. And the collagen fibers to make a lattice, and it's cool. It's cool how wounds repair. But same thing, when you have an opening, you know, up in there in your nasal passage and the vessel underneath it, you need to let that opening close. So that's why keeping the area moist so it doesn't get dry and cracked is very important. Going back to wounds, you know, you don't want to keep your wound completely covered with a bandage. However, a lot of times when we do let you get some air, we'll say you could add a little bit of vitamin E to it because you don't want it to get dry and crack open again. So you want some lubrication, some moisturization in there, although we don't tell you to use moisturizers because the chemicals in there. But on the flip side, you also just don't want to keep it wet all the time. But when it comes to the nose, it's usually in the drier climates. You need to, you know, allow it to close. But again, that only does so much. You know, a lot of times doctor needs to go in and cauterize. But the reason why we send you to an ENT to look and cauterize is because what if it's a polyp? What if it's a tumor or something? Now, whenever we have children that have nosebleeds, and interestingly enough, boys get nosebleeds more than girls. I mean, I remember my brother, he bled all the time. One of my sons, Brock, nosebleeds all the time. We immediately check them for a bleeding disorder like hemophilia. Because, you know, when somebody has frequent bleeding, even though you may know the source, you may see the source, etc., why is somebody continuing to bleed? When we were talking about easy bruising, we were talking about the same thing. You know, sometimes it could be because you're on a blood thinner, or sometimes it could be you just have low, you know, platelets, etc. So easy bleeding, when you bleed continually or frequently, you have to get a blood test. Have them do a CBC, have them do something called a PT and a PTT. That kind of looks for a problem in the cascade of your bleeding time. And sometimes if you have an issue and you're positive for one of the tests or something's abnormal, a lot of times we find hemophilia that way. Girls that have chronic periods, I'll get emails saying, I have had a period for a month. Anybody having a period for a month, we do a pregnancy test, of course, but we check to see if they have hemophilia because sometimes the first sign of hemophilia is when a girl reaches puberty and continually bleeds. And moms will be like, oh, I had heavy periods when I was a kid. You know, she's just like me. And I go, well, maybe, Mom, you have hemophilia too. So any of you having frequent bleeding, you know, we always, when you're 40 on up, like to check for blood in the stool. And we give you these cards to take home, and you guys complain, and you complain. I don't want to do this. I don't want to touch my stool. I don't want to look at that. Come on, people, please, man up. And it's important because if we catch blood in the stool, that could be an issue with your colon. It could be an issue with your stomach. Sometimes we find that you have a bleeding disorder, and that's why you're bleeding internally. You know, you'll have patients that'll come in, fast heart rate, not feeling right. We'll take a look at them. They're anemic. They need a transfusion. They've been losing blood internally. So if a doctor wants you to do a test, I mean, make sure he explains the logic behind it. I know a lot of you don't want to do unnecessary tests, but I'm telling you, do those occult stool cards. Don't be a wussy. Don't be a weenie. Come on, do it for me. I mean, I just can't understand why patients don't like to look at their poo-poo and don't like to deal with their poo-poo. I don't know why we were taught that our excrement is so bad. The excrement is a part of us, okay? I'm not saying you got to drink it. I'm not saying you got to play with it. I'm not saying you got to put it in your hair. Just can you take a look at it? Look at your stool. If your stool is, you know, funny colored, if it's yellow, if there's oil droplets in the toilet, if there's blood, something's going on internally. Remember, you know, one of the first signs of something going wrong is what's coming out of you. All right? That's nature giving you a sign. Okay? When my cats have diarrhea, that's telling me something's wrong. All right? We got to change the food around. It may have a parasite. I don't know. I mean, the stool is important. Same thing with urine. We talked about urine. You know, when urine is bubbly, and you get bubbles in the urine, that could be a sign of a kidney issue. If you have blood in the urine, so just take a look at it. I'm not saying you got to take a picture. You got to tweet it to Anthony Weiner. You need to put it on Facebook. You don't do that. Just take a look at it and then bring the results to your doctor. Remember, we doctors don't think that stuff is gross. Okay, let me backtrack. The only time I was ever grossed out by poo-poo and by somebody's stool was they sent their stool occult cards to me in the mail. And I opened it up thinking it's, you know, basically, you know, the power bill or whatever. It was in an envelope. And I touched it. You know, I was like, come on, why did you send it to the lab? Don't be sending it to my administrative office. So I'm sitting there opening the mail. See, I don't use letter openers because I have young boys. I mean, maybe now I could probably because they're older, but I wouldn't have anything sharp in my office. So no, I don't have letter openers. I'm actually, you know, where you rip it and then you use your teeth. And then you blow into it, and then you blow the paper that fell into your mouth out. Well, if you're sending me your crap, literally, I'm going to get that stuff in my mouth. So it completely changed the whole way I open mail. Now I hire a secretary. Now I still open up my mail. But that's disgusting. Because that was the only time I was disgusted. But other than that, we aren't disgusted by urine. We examine the urine. We look at it. We put it up to the light. We stick, you know, dipsticks in there. You know, we look at your stool. We send it to the lab. We look at your blood. You know, I love looking at people's blood, especially after it's stirred. If it looks orange, that means you got a lot of cholesterol in it. There's so much we could look at grossly. All right, guys, we'll be back tomorrow on the Dr. Dolly Show. If you don't listen to us live, still call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll play your question on air and answer it so you hear it when you listen to us on your station. You all be safe and healthy. I'm going to go poop. Bye.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter, and as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.